gentlemen, it's Friday, August 16, 24. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's 80 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 33 seconds. The most important election in world history. You can cut the suspense with a knife. Everyone can feel the danger that not just America, but the entire world is in. The globalist technocrats then manipulate that anxiety and claim that it's nationalists and populists and capitalists and Christians, traditionalists, that are to be blamed for the failure of civilization. But everything points back to the fight between good and evil. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday transmission. Huge information we're going to be covering today, and all the breaking news as well. Well, the Russia situation is huge. Russia ready to execute nuclear attacks on NATO targets, according to leaked documents. They now admit NATO blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. U.S. lying about involvement in the NATO attack into Russia proper with the ground troops into Kursk. Trump, of course, has now been vindicated that indeed Hunter Biden was being paid off by the Ukrainians and giving it to the big guy. All of that is so huge. And, of course, that global bombshell interview yesterday by former top Democrat strategist Naomi Wolf, where she said, look, we're already under the coup. They've installed Kamala. It's illegal. They're telling you they're going to have civil war if Trump wins. We've got to get Trump to start talking about this more. And, you know, he is to a certain extent. You know, he came out with Elon Musk and agreed that there was a coup over Biden, and they basically took him out behind the barn and politically shot him, or back behind the shed. But this is really front and center. And we'll put the show headline up. They're gaslighting everybody with these fake polls that Kamala's way ahead. When you actually drill into real scientific polls and individual issue polls, you have the vast majority of people in one of these cases here. Just unbelievable. 87% of voters see Kamala border disaster as an emergency or a major problem. But then she claims she's going to fix the border, even though she's been in charge of it for almost 4 years. Just absolutely wild. And then there's the headline right there. We'll put it back up. Desperate Harris-Waltz campaign admits to using fake stories, thousands a day they flood, and polls, fake stories and polls, in an attempt to convince public she can win. I mean, this is a big deal. And they are going to attempt to steal it yet again. They just charged one of the top Democrat election operatives in Houston for running around all over the county, all over the city, and getting rid of the ballots so there wasn't enough ballots in Republican precincts. It's the same thing that they did in Phoenix, where for the Democrat precincts, they printed out the right length ballot and then created shrunken ones that were 2.5 inches smaller that wouldn't feed, so the Republican votes got trashed. I mean, it's just every dirty trick you can imagine. Everybody focuses on electronic machines, and there's some break-ins, there's some manipulation, they're very easily hackable, but that can be tracked, and you can see where somebody went in and deleted it, so they've moved away from that as much. And it's even come out in court that these big companies, contrary to what they claimed in their fake lawsuits, are involved in a lot of manipulation. But the real theft is people voting for dead people and illegal aliens going out and voting in these blue cities where they're given driver's license and put on the voter registration rolls. I mean, that's how they're doing it. And then trashing Republican ballots, creating fake ballots that don't work when they feed them in the machines. I mean, it's we know their tactics. And this time there's going to be, now they're saying over 300,000. Well, it was like 200,000 a few weeks ago. 300,000 poll watchers and folks watching all of this inside. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, August 16th, 2024. I am your embattled host, coming to you from the battle-hardened studios of Infowars in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, I intend to open the phones up today. I intend to cover a massive amount of news and all the news that's breaking while we're on air ahead of the War Room at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time today with the great Owen Schroyer. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let me do this. Let me just give you the stacks. And again, one of these stacks I could do three, four hours on, but just let me just give you the stacks. And then we'll start drilling into it. And I'm going to go with this Google Eric Schmidt news first after I've mentioned what's coming up. We have Kamala Harris engaged in brazen fraud as usual, people that control her. So Trump said Monday, look for Kamala to start stealing our economic plan. And he said, on Musk, Monday, he said, we played the clip here, he said, I almost want to wait until after the DNC in Chicago next week, so they've got to put their ideas out so they can't copy ours. So months after Trump came out with the plan for no tax on tips, last week she announced it, that she's going to have no tax on tips. And then I predicted they would then later claim it was actually always their policy, which they did 2 days later. I mean, it's just whatever the maximum lie is. But the maximum lie is not stealing Trump's no tax on tips plan or saying that's already their policy. It's that they have been aggressive at targeting working class people and particularly folks that get tips, and they've admitted it. And she cast the tie-breaking vote when she was vice president to get those 86,000 hoodlums hired. So this is just so cold-blooded. But that's not even the biggest deception. It's that you can bet your bottom Benjamin or your bottom George Washington or your bottom Abraham Lincoln, your bottom $5 bill, that if they steal the election and get back in, you're not going to get no tax on tips. Now, another giant whopper proving Trump right, of course. 2 days after J.D. Vance announces $5,000 tax credit, which of course they'll do, on every child you've got and some other big tax write-offs that are absolutely essential for working class families, especially in this inflationary nightmare we're in. And those taxes don't go to run the government, folks. The income tax came in 1913. It's used to control people. It's in the Communist Manifesto to have a graduated income tax. It's for social engineering. And so in Europe, they're pushing to tax people that have kids, you know, the opposite of what Russia and not even China is doing and what the U.S. is doing so we can get our numbers back up. But weeks into her campaign, Kamala Harris puts forward an economic agenda, and it's basically everything Trump says she's going to do. The difference is, with Kamala Harris, you're not going to get anything she says. You're going to get the opposite, other than totally open borders. She'll do that. So with Trump, he will do what he says he will do, and he basically got everything through he wanted, and basically did nothing but good stuff other than the idiotic warp speed that they hit him with and manipulated him into agreeing to it. And again, I've studied this. I'm not defending Trump. I'm mad at him about it still. But you heard him in that RFK Jr. leak clip 2 weeks ago. Well, I do think the shots are too big. It's like what you give a horse. You know, there's, 'cause Trump knows old-fashioned vaccines that are actually vaccines that just have a little bit of the virus in it or a little bit of the bacteria that's dead now or attenuated. So your body learns how to beat it. That can still have side effects. It can still be contaminated. It's still all sorts of problems. They've been caught spiking them with things to sterilize. The UN has. But the new stuff they're putting in you is not a vaccine. That's why they had to change the definition. It is a mutagenic, self-replicating science, mad science experiment. But you hear Trump behind the scenes. And of course, he wasn't for making people take it and all the rest of it. But that's still not good enough. He needs to come out against it. But Trump also tried to get all the other therapies pushed through, and he's also for the right to fight law that he got passed. Trump's the reason you can do all this online telemedicine now, and it's lowered a lot of prices and get the drugs seniors and others need. But that's why Trump did that. He just never could imagine that they would actually be jacking a shot to do this. I'm not defending him. The point is that he definitely will do what he says he's going to do. And when he says he's going to cut energy prices by half, that's a tall order because we're already so deep in inflation. But the U.S. has it, and we can do it, and it will bring down inflation quite a bit. And we've got the inflation numbers under Trump versus now, and it's staggeringly, you know, it accelerated and worse under the Biden regime. And we know that. And this whole Kamala claim that, you know, once she gets in, she'll fix everything. Trump had a press conference, as you know, yesterday and said, really, you've been there for 3.5 years, lady. So we know what the Democrats are going to do. You've seen what they're going to do. Don't listen to what they say they're going to do. Listen and watch what they do. And that's the old adage. Don't listen to what people say. Listen to what they do. And I know I'm overstating the obvious here, but can you imagine the idiocy of these people? In fact, there was a clip I was going to play yesterday. It's like a minute and a half long of a fella. He's got dark hair. And so you guys can find the clip. And he's just like, it's like a minute and a half long. How stupid are these people? And he just sums it up like a minute and a half. Does a great job. But I meant to play it, but I didn't. While we're finding that, though, I want to play clip 14. And then back-to-back with clip 17, and then I'm going to move on to Vance her trying to steal, well, she's not trying, stealing Trump's economic policies or taking credit for him. They've been doing both of that. But here's the poll. Almost 90% of people are super concerned about the border. Well, then how is it if she's the border czar, is she 5-10 points ahead of Trump? And then you go look at the polls, and the methodology is pure crap. So it is a fraud. They are publishing fake news stories run in newspapers, run on Google that look like a real article written by them. That's admitted. And the media is like, well, that's legal. How ethical is that? Imagine if Trump could even get the news feeds to put fake news out. He wouldn't do that. But if he did, no one would. It'd be a huge scandal. But they do it. They go, oh, that's just what they do. You know, they just appoint Kamala. She didn't get one vote in the primaries. And they just say we're going to have a civil war. And they just, we knew a year ago Biden killed the funding and then ordered the Border Patrol, even though they had another slush fund, to cease all the DNA testing on the border. Well, now we learned going back 3.5 years ago that this came out in Congress in testimony Monday. I meant to play the clip, but it's like 10 minutes long, that they ordered them to stop it when Biden got into office. And so They were supposed to test everybody if they don't have proper documentation. So you have a guy show up with a baby, and you've stopped him three or four times last year and deported him, and he's got this baby, and he doesn't have an ID, and the baby doesn't have an ID. It's, you know, 1-year-old. These are real cases every day. And you go, who is this baby? Oh, this is my son. Where's his ID? Who is he? Okay, we're going to DNA test you. And they can do a DNA test now within less than 24 hours, very inexpensive, that could tell you this is the father, or this is an uncle, or this is a cousin, or this is a grandfather, and it can tell you how many people removed it is. And they test these guys, and there's no connection. You know, the test goes down so low, maybe, you know, they had some ancestor 100 years ago, so it says 20, you know, people removed. This person has some genetics, but it's not a family member. Not a 10th cousin. And then they go, buddy, this isn't your kid. But they get rid of that, so then they just bring them in, Catholic Charities, the Jewish Charity Group. They're the two big ones. I've videotaped it myself, so's the crew. They then just march them to the airport or to buses, and the same social worker woman, we watch her all day, go back and forth and go, yes, this is my baby. It's my baby. And they'd say, okay, no paperwork, and just hand a baby, a six-month-old, to a woman. And we'd follow them through the x-rays into the airport. And then you'd just see them getting on an airplane. Or they'd pull the airplanes up behind hangars. It was hard to get. We'd shoot to the fence and catch it. And you see all these people, social workers with babies, just loading onto these planes. And that was over a year and a half ago. They had the Senate report where 89,000 children are completely missing and 400,000 they've lost touch with. Now imagine the magnitude and the evil. And I've had top federal judges, high-level federal officers in meetings I've been in who've reached out to me and said, you know, can you report on this stuff? And they gave us cases and things to look at as snapshots. One case was a guy that had been deported and convicted multiple times in other countries of molesting children. He was caught running the short bus in a South Texas town and molesting the mentally retarded children and autistic. And the woman we caught, I mean, she's there all the time, multiple trips, that just takes kids all day to the airport, especially these babies. She has a big old Grim Reaper mafia tattoo. Yeah, here she is. So this just goes on and on and on and on. And this is just one of the times. We have other times where she's all by herself with the babies, handing them off. And then she testifies, oh, yes, this is my baby. I'm allowed to give it to you. Of course, it's not her baby. But we've got so much footage of this. I've never even seen this footage. Yeah, there's the Grim Reaper on her leg. And you can tell what gang she's in specifically by it. Good job, crew, finding that so fast. So I'm digressing here. Let's go ahead and play clip 14. Here it is.
It's a big deal here, Dana. 44% believe it's an emergency. 43% believe it's a major problem. That's 87% of the people we surveyed just this past week. That's a big number, and it shows you why immigration is such a leading issue in this campaign. Then we ask this question. You know, who do you trust to do a better job? This is clearly in Trump's column. 58-39 on border security, 56-42 on immigration. It is going to be very difficult for Kamala Harris over the next 80-some-odd days to change these numbers. Trump controls this issue. He owns it. Based on his reputation and based on his time as a first-termer, and also based on some of the comments we just heard, like that clip from Kamala Harris in 2019. She has changed her position. We'll see whether or not voters buy that.
As borders are, she allowed 20 million people, and I believe it's higher than that. People say 13, 14, 12, 10, but now they're all up to around 12, 13, 14. They have no idea because you have millions and millions of what they call gotaways, the gotaways. Gotaways are people that pour into our country. We have no idea who they are. That's the worst of all. But she allowed at least 20 million people to invade our country, and she wants to give them all citizenship and free government health care and let them raid Medicare and Social Security, which will, again, she will destroy Medicare. She will destroy Social Security.
That's the plan. Wreck the country, Cloud and Piven. Again, they don't want price controls. because they really think it's going to lower prices. It always does the opposite within about a month. And then everything just goes cattywampus. And everybody knows this. So I'm not going to I guess we have some New Democrat listeners. But it's been done hundreds of times in the last century around the world. It's been done here. It's been done in Venezuela. It's been done in Germany. It's been done everywhere. And at first, they'll order prices lowered. And then all of a sudden, the stuff's not available anymore because people can't produce it. And quality goes down. And there's shortages. And then what happens with the shortages? Prices go up even higher. So you want to wreck an economy, that's what you do. And I know for listeners, you're like, Jones, we know that. We have a lot of New Democrats and dum-dums tuning in. I'm really serious. I'm not being condescending. That don't understand this, okay? It's a fact of economics. It's a law of it. If there's less of something because it's not being produced, what happens to it if it's in demand? It explodes. Okay. Here's Trump on Kamala and what she's planning to do at the border.
She wants to end detention of illegal alien migrants, releasing vicious monsters into our communities to rape, maim, and murder our population. She endorsed the funding of the police and no cash bail nationwide. She was the original no funder. And the only thing Kamala Harris can deliver is horrific inflation, massive crime, and the death of the American dream. She is in favor of the death of the American dream because everything she does really stops, any one of these items stops the American dream. We want our youth to go back and dream of being successful.
And here's Trump on MS-13 that Nancy Pelosi said are all God's children.
And when I first came into office, you know this story, that President Obama at the time had no way of getting them back. And I said, I want to get all of the MS-13 in particular out of our country, bring them back to where they came from. A general said, sir, that won't be possible. Why? Because they blocked the airports, they blocked the roads, they blocked everything. You can't do it. I said, so they're making a concerted effort? Yes, sir, they're making a concerted effort. We can't do it. They put planes on the runway so we can't land the planes, sir. And the same thing with the roads. They block up the roads. So if we have buses coming in, they block up the roads. They're totally blocked and they're terrible. It's been that way for years, sir, all the way back to Bush. It's been that way for years. And I said, well, how much do we pay them in terms of economic development and aid? Sir, we pay them $750 million. I said, that's okay. Call them immediately and tell them we're not paying them anymore.
And he's talking about a specific Latin American country. You go to the line. Mexico's given billions, and Trump called up in one day. They stopped it. He goes, okay, we'll just not give you the money. And it's the same thing. Again, when France wouldn't take any appliances from the United States, they were specifically illegally blocking it. Trump said, that's fine. We're going to put a 100% tariff on all wine. All wine from France. Macron called back in 3 minutes and said, deal. Ship your washing machines in. So, again, we have not been open for business. They've had a boot on our neck. Trump will take it off. They've given how many hundreds of billions in subsidies to the electric car makers. And Trump said, you move to Mexico, I put 100% tariff on you. I mean, that's what you use tariffs for. You don't just throw up big tariffs against other countries because you're being mean to them. You do it when they're screwing you. Now, if a country does a fair exchange and wants to just do straight trade, we do that. But you do it bilaterally, multilaterally. You don't just sit there and go, oh, for everybody, omni. We're just wide open. And then that special middleman get all the money. Remember, Trump discovered that about China. He gave speeches on it, and it's true. It's how it's worked since China got opened up, in the 80s, but accelerated the 90s under the Clintons, where these middlemen go over there, and they don't let our stuff in, but special companies and middlemen like Charlie Munger and Berkshire Hathaway's, right at the top of it, they really own the biggest piece of BlackRock. Of course, I'm talking about Warren Buffett. And they discovered that China was getting 25% of the money in their economy. The U.S. was getting about 25% or 30%. And 40%+ on average was going to the middlemen companies that didn't even ever touch the product. They just have the deal that the globalists set up with China that will put regulations and basically internal tariffs on our goods against our country, which is insane. So it's really a tariff against our goods to the world, so everybody has to buy yours. And we'll harass every mine and every domestic company that operates internationally, the entire Western world, from Australia to the UK, to the US, to Canada, would not let anybody the last 30 years have a mine. Almost no mines of any type. No lead mines, no shutting down the gold mines. They found diamond mines all over Canada, all over Arkansas. Those all got shut down for environmental reasons. Silver mines shut down. And then you ask, how does China have 97, last time I checked, 97.8? Guys, look, because it's changed a little because Trump kind of reversed some of it, but not much. Look up China's share of rare earth mineral extraction. Or just type in, China controls 97% of rare earth minerals. And you'll get a year where it was 97, but it's right up there at almost 100. 97% control, conservatively, of all rare earth minerals, lithium, there's hundreds of things. That is strategically done to shut us down. So it's, and I went on this rant because it's strategic to do price fixing to screw things worse. It's strategic to shut down the oil drilling and gas drilling permits. It's strategic to drain the strategic oil reserve. It is strategic to kill the Keystone Pipeline and hundreds of others, thousands of small ones, where they just don't authorize permits. You know, there are lots of 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old pipelines to gas fields all over this country. And we've got property in East Texas where we don't get a lot of money for it, but my dad gets a little bit, my uncle and other family, when they, you know, because they're running a gas pipeline across your property, deal set 50 years ago where you get a little check in the mail because they're using your property. Well, for the last decade, they needed to replace these, but they couldn't even get the permits in most cases under Obama. And now under Biden, because I talk to these oil field workers and gas workers, and I see it in the news. I see it in industry news, energy news. So now, again, Trump took all those controls off, and so we went from the third biggest exporter and producer to number one overnight. And I know most of the audience gets this. Again, I'm always talking to the dumbos out there because I really care about them. China currently produces around 60% of the world's rare earth minerals and is origin of around 90%. Yeah, it's the origin. So see, it's just from Trump. They never got it back. But up until Trump got in, they had 97 to 98. Now they control the origin of 90% of refined rare earth minerals on the market. Now that's Google. That's politico.eu. I don't think it's dropped to 90. But there you go. So, and that's Reuters. How dominant is China in the rare earth mineral supply? And that's why Elon Musk has been going down to South America trying to make deals. They're like, oh, he's muscling in. He wants to be a, he wants to be a dictator. He's going to overthrow us. No, he wants to come in and get the minerals. All right, I'm ranting. I'm going to come back here and shift gears into what I said I would do as my top story, but I kind of digressed. Wait till you see this Google information. This is just so massive. Dealing with combat AI robots. This is the biggest development yet. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, I'm going to cover a subject that is as important as any other cultural, political, economic, technological development in our world. Now, I myself am not an electrical engineer. I myself do not get into the details of the hardware, but I do constantly, for 35 years, 30 on air, talk to the leading experts, and I read the trade publications, not so much the pop tech news, which I read that as well. But that's how I knew about their plans with AI 30 years ago. People find clips from 30 years ago, and it's dead on. Well, it's because, theoretically, technology's built to a certain point, even 30 years ago, that these engineers and others can really project very accurately what they're going to have at the current growth rate of the technology. And Elon Musk has talked a lot about this. And so when you see movies like Terminator and the remakes in the 90s, and you look at those drones the little drones flying around killing people, and you look today, the drones look exactly like that. And you ask, well, how did they nail it perfectly? It's because they'd already tested a lot of this, and they'd already theoretically developed a lot of these systems, but what they need to do is get the cost down. Now, again, even my grandfather, my mom's dad, who was an inventor and a World War II vet, and he never got filthy rich as an inventor, but he grew up in Dallas next door to a very famous inventor who was the one of the main patent holders on freezers for specifically industrial level rail cars and things. But that's a side issue. I've told that story before. In the mid-60s to late-60s, he built radio-controlled robots that were highly classified, actually out at Bergstrom Air Force Base where they had the lab. And he just had government grants, because back then the government gave grants to little inventors. That's like the Barrett 50 Cal got invented, what, in Tennessee in a guy's garage. You know, that was so used to, that's where all the stuff came from. Now it's these big, giant facilities. And that's what Eisenhower in the early 60s was warning of, was how it was centralizing. But here I am giving you too much background. Let me cut right to the chase. The holy grail of this, the entire time, has been to replace humans, obviously. Now why? Because a robot will follow any order you give it. And people think of a robot as like, you know, the Iron Giant, big combat robot, and that's certainly being done. But really, you know, a robot is just a computer program that's automating systems. It's a robot brain. And everything is being geared with the 5G and the infrastructures in the world to make humans be completely removed from the process. And, you know, you see General Milley coming out and saying, yeah, we're going to replace a third of the military in the next few years and probably half of it after that. No, they intend to get rid of all of it. And so there's an arms race of this. And they, you know, they show you the robot dogs and the humanoid robots, and oh, people think that's scary. But what's really important, yeah, robots with flamethrowers, is the AI in all the computer systems, in the dams, in the satellites, in the telecommunications. That's the real power to turn the lights off. Or take control of all the electric cars if you want, and use them as weapons to crash into things. But what they're really moving ahead with, and an Israeli company already had this 15 years ago, we showed their actual weapons ad off Google, where it showed a C-130 flying over and 100 of these little drones fall out that have little wings, and they've got cameras on them, and then they've got a little rifle, and then they go and kill people. Well, that's 15 years ago what they're showing you. So imagine it's way more advanced than that. Then they come out with new systems where a plane flies over and drops out 1,000 little tiny marbles that have little wings on them. And they just simply fly up to a human, land on them, and have a tiny little needle that just injects you with cyanide. Or there's a tiny charge and it flies right up your face, blows up, you get hit with cyanide. And that's just some of the stuff they admit has been developed and that it's been declassified. They just haven't deployed it that we don't know of, and they haven't shown it to you. Just like 30 years ago, they had part goat, part spider creatures at military bases all over the U.S. producing body armor for a secret project that went back to the 50s. People are like, wow, or back 50 years, excuse me, back to the 70s. And so imagine the stuff they already had. People wouldn't believe me 30 years ago when I was reading out of public stuff. But because it wasn't on the nightly news, they're like, oh, that's movies, Alex. So you see something like Terminator, especially the remakes in the 90s, and it's the exact weapons, basically. That's because they already had them. You're just seeing to the consumers the crappy stuff being deployed. And then that funds the industry further and builds more factories, more infrastructure, expanded. And now they're building hundreds of billions of dollars of data centers everywhere. Oh, there's no problem, you know, for them in the environment. You just, your farming's bad. Your milk cows are bad. Your cow farting is bad. But, oh, giant data centers spying on you to make AI faster and faster, to make us obsolete, those are just fine. So they need a military that will follow orders. But in the end, it's not going to be militaries in general that are going to come attack us with robot armies. That certainly is going to be done. It's already happening in the Middle East with AI running the attacks on Gaza. It's already happening in the Russia-Ukraine war. But the real military attack is replacing your job. The real military attack is shutting down all the normal human industry and forcing through BlackRock control with investment of these poisonous, toxic systems that are anti-human. You will eat the bugs. I'm sorry, you can't have your own car, but you can have a ride share if you've got the right credits and it's a self-driving car. So it's not that any technology in and of itself is bad. You're a quadriplegic, but you, before you, you know, you have some money in the bank because you own a business. But you know, now you can't really drive yourself. So you've got a self-driving car. You've got a self-driving wheelchair. It loads into the car. It takes where you want to go. That's a good thing for self-driving. But see, for most people, you don't want that because, again, it's meant to replace you and make you obsolete. So now let's move on to the big story. And it would take hours to go over this guy. But Eric Schmidt of Google is as bad as it gets. And he always tells you that he's a loving, wonderful liberal. And everything he's doing is to fight evil. And he's so wonderful. And remember Google's motto, don't be evil. And then 10 years ago, they just got rid of it, or 8 years ago. So Google has always been a Pentagon, CIA, NSA project to roll out NSA technology to the public starting in 1998 so the public would opt in to a private NSA interface. And that's in their founding documents with NQTEL and the CIA. And they claimed, oh, it was started in a garage, and these young kids came up with it, and all of that is just a front story. All of that, it's come out, it's even a mainstream news, it's just total bull. Just like Facebook. The day Facebook launches, the CIA's version of it gets deleted, and it's the same thing. So it's a Trojan horse. And of course, Schmidt and all the big tech companies, who are they for? They're for the globalists. They're for the left. They're for consolidating control. But they're not real liberals at the end of the day. They love war. They love tyranny. They love dehumanization. They fund Black Lives Matter. They fund the trans movement because they want to train humans to give up their humanity because this is a AI takeover of the species, and that's Google's admitted plan. So now ex-Google CEO turned licensed arm dealer Eric Schmidt creating powerful AI robotic war machines for offensive fighting. That's a quote. And he goes and speaks at Stanford and all the other big top, you know, MIT AI and robotic research facilities that they're financing through his dozens of companies. And he gets up last week and he goes, I just became an arms dealer a month ago because I'm mad about Russia and I want to deploy AI autonomous killer robots over there, and we are deploying it, and it's all legal, it's all good, and the liberals are all, oh, we love it, the engineers. Because remember, Google, quote, wouldn't give the Pentagon their AI. But they really were. This is so Google can still be in China and everywhere else and be spying on everything. They want to act like there's a split in Google. But, oh, Schmidt, he doesn't like the military. He's a liberal. Schmidt's always been a military engineer. Schmidt has gone around and bought up most of the robotics companies for the Pentagon to integrate it together. Schmidt's been working for decades before he even took over at Google in building combat robots. But now he comes out and he goes, oh, I just got an idea. AI run hunter-killer robots to fight the Russians. And then he says the key. He says, and everything he says is a lie. He says, in warfare, it's much easier to attack than to defend. So we've got to have giant armies of combat robots stationed everywhere so the Russians don't get us. So here he is literally rolling out deploying with the police departments and everywhere. Now they don't dispatch police to your house, a drone comes first. And police need to resist this. It's okay to have some robots, but you have to be in total control of them. And they can't be run and connected to Skynet or the globalists anytime they want to flip a switch and all those robots serve them. Now, number one, he gives out this theory of land warfare, and he says it's tanks, artillery, mortars, troops. Well, anybody that actually studies military history and current systems knows you've got to have 3-to-1 superiority to be sure you're going to win in an offensive action. Offensive attacks are the most dangerous, whether it was Santa Ana with 5,000 troops against 180. Why were 180 able to kill thousands of the Mexican troops? The Mexican troops weren't pussies. They were having to go in and try to fight and get over walls from heavily defended positions. So it was that way 180 years ago, or however long ago it was, 1836. And it's the same today. Go look up current military theory, 3-to-1 to attack. Now, you could say the best defense is a good offense if you've got nukes or something or you take out your enemy first, but that's different. That's strategic. So he gets up there and goes, oh, because it's so easy to attack someone, we've got to have robots stationed everywhere. But that's the globalist Trojan horse. That's their army. That's their forces. That's their system. And again, looking at the physical drone or combat robot, that is a small force they need if somebody's dug in and resisting. They've already got you because they took your farm over. They already cut your energy off. They already got rid of your job. They already brainwashed your kids. They already drugged your wife up, your husband up. These guys mean business. And that's why I confronted Sundar Pichai, the head of Google that replaced Schmidt, a few years ago in congressional hearings about me and others, where he's there lying in the hearings. And I said, Google is evil. Because they are. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's go to Schmidt because, again, I've tracked him a lot over the years, but when I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning and I saw this story on Infowars.com that had just been posted, I went, let me look into what he's doing currently. And, man, the scandals he's involved in right now, the scams of this guy. I mean, this guy's Lex Luthor, okay? He's at Stanford teaching them how to steal everybody's software and repurpose it. And as long as you sell to the government to create a monopoly, it's okay. He's telling kids how to insider trade. I've got articles right here. I mean, he's teaching an army of crooks. That's what they are. And they wear pink sweaters and have green socks and go, oh, we're liberal. Oh, look. Oh, you know, oh, I'm a liberal. That's all a cover. That's camouflage. Because you think if Darth Vader comes walking through the door, you're like, oh, there's the bad guy. But if it's Bill Gates in a pink sweater, and they're saying, yeah, we need robots stationed everywhere for the Russians. It's so easy for the Russians to take us over. The Russians could come here with 5 million troops in an open attack. If Americans would unify, they'd all get killed. Just like Hitler trying to go into Russia. Same thing happened. That's a load of BS. Look how hard it is for the Ukraine with all the NATO weapons to even get, you know, a few miles into Russia and vice versa. Trench warfare is back. So Schmidt is just such a massive liar on every front. And Google's been spying and rigging and running a monopoly the whole time. And it's already metastasized out through Alphabet into hundreds and hundreds of other companies and subsidiaries. And they've already moved on to the next big scams they're running. And they've got everybody obsessed on, you know, Google's search monopoly, and it's a total monopoly. Not just a search monopoly, they're giving you fake results. They're lying to you. They're giving you fake Kamala stories and fake polls. and sending out voter reminders to Democrats, but not to Republicans. And they're reading your email. If you use Google Forms or Google questionnaires, you know, your psychologist, your doctor, you know, Google reads it all. They admittedly do it. They don't care about HIPAA because they're the CIA. So here he is, like, oh, we're so liberal. Oh, we need combat robots stationed everywhere so that no one dare attack us because the robots will protect us. Yeah, who runs the robots? These people. Russia's not the threat. It's big tech. It's the globalist. Go ahead and roll the clip.
Watching the Russians use tanks to destroy apartment buildings with little old ladies and kids just drove me crazy. So I decided to work on a company with your friend, Sebastian Thrun, and as a former faculty member here, and a whole bunch of Stanford people. And the idea basically is to do two things. Use AI in complicated, powerful ways for these essentially robotic war. And the second one is to lower the cost of the robots. Now you sit there and you go, why would a good liberal like me do that? And the answer is that the whole theory of armies is tanks, artilleries, and mortar, and we can eliminate all of them. And we can make the penalty for invading a country, at least by land, essentially be impossible. It should eliminate the kind of land battles.
Well, this is a really interesting question, is that does it give more of an advantage to defense versus offense? Can you even make that distinction?
Because I've been doing this for the last year, I've learned a lot about war that I really did not want to know. And one of the things to know about war is that the offense always has the advantage because you can always overwhelm the defensive systems. And so you're better off as a strategy of national defense to have a very strong offense that you can use if you need to.
Oh.
And the systems that I and others are building will do that. Because of the way the system works, I am now a licensed arms dealer. So computer scientist, businessman, arms dealer. And I'm sorry
to
say.
Is that a progression?
I don't know. I do not recommend this in your career path. I'd stick with AI. And because of the way the laws work, we're doing this privately, and then this is all legal with the support of the governments. It goes straight into the Ukraine, and then they fight the war.
Oh, my goodness. He just became interested in the military in the last year. He's always been one of the key guys in this. He's like, oh, I just decided. And I mean, he says so much there. And then the lies. The West started the war with Russia 11 years ago. And he's like, oh, I was so mad when they're blowing up apartment buildings. Meanwhile, NATO just went into Russia and was blowing up apartment buildings. So we need this really strong offense of robots. And I told you decades ago, they will be used on you and me. They are being used. And 15 years ago, they partially declassified, the Pentagon did, and the Sunshine Project republished it. I had them on air. It's more than 15 years ago. They declassified it in 2002. And a year later, the Pentagon reclassified it, and the FBI went to the Sunshine Project's offices in Austin and raided them over it because they still had the documents, but they were already public. I had them on air. And what they have there, Marine and Army studies with the Air Force on pre-placing robot helicopters. And you just put a robot brain in a helicopter, full-size helicopter, with giant spray tanks of opiate gas to knock out whole cities or nerve gas to kill you. So there's the U.S. government 30 years ago planning this, 20 years ago or 18 years ago, where it was declassifying it. So 30 years ago, they talk about the bases they've got in a hangar. You just see out in the countryside, you know, it's meh, they get the order. Here it comes. So they've already got this stuff in place. If my grandfather delivered multiple robots, but he only got paid for the research, they never paid him to produce them. If my grandfather was delivering robots for crowd control, and my mother and uncle, even though it was classified, they got to go out there and see it. And it was just basically like a tank, small tank, with CCTV primitive black and white cameras, radio backup systems, and then someone from eyesight drives into a crowd, and then the robot has all these cattle prod arms that comes out and starts shocking people. It's got a big diesel generator in it, and then they could put tear gas, you name it, or put guns on it. Now, that's delivered in 1968 to the Pentagon by my grandfather. Can you imagine what they've got now? All right, I'm done talking about that. I mentioned the stuff on Schmidt, overhead shot. You know what to do in the stock market. Insider trading, NBC News, telling Stanford researchers, you know, invest in the AI grid being put in. Ex-Google CEO Schmidt advises students to steal TikTok IP and clean up the mess later. It just goes on and on. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I already told you a lot of the news coming up. We're going to drill into all of it. We're going to look at the economy as well. Big developments there. Please remember, speaking of economy, I can't take on the New World Order without you. I'm not backed by billionaires. I'm not backed by the establishment. I'm backed by regular people like you. And we're still on air, and we beat their attempts to shut us down for now. But without your support, we won't be here. Plus, these are great products you need, so I need you to, again, go, hey, this show's doing a pretty good job, and I like them fighting for my freedom and our freedom together. I think I'm going to check out the products they've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the best turmeric out there. 95% concentrate, incredible things. Your whole body, anti-cancer, great for your immune system, great for inflammation, just everything. It's back in stock discounted. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock discounted. The 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc, so incredible for your whole body. The Linus Pauling formula, it is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. Get a book, get a film, get a water filtration system. It's the highest rate, lowest price you're going to find. It's all there. Get a t-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then our great sponsor, my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the wound gel, incredible products like Next Level Foundational Energy that is a stimulant, but has a clean stimulant effect that you'll just love. It's all there. Shroom Force is great. Limited supply. That's so good for your focus, your mind, your clarity, and your immune system at the same time. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, discounted 30 parts per million. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Check out the Kava Chill, too, and the CBD gummies. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And check out InfoWars MD brand at InfoWars. I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.